This is Twit.
All right, well, the boxing match over the weekend between Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao was heavily streamed over Twitter's Periscope and also Meerkat. Twitter CEO Dick Costolo tweeted that Twitter was the real winner of the fight. HBO and Showtime, which sold the event on a pay-per-view basis, is unlikely to be happy about Dick Costolo's bragging or this new trend. Andrew Wallenstein is the editor-in-chief of Variety Digital and joins us now. Hey, Andrew, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great, thanks. Now, why is Dick Costolo rubbing HBO's and Showtime's nose in the fact that Periscope users are stealing content?
Well, I highly doubt that that was his intention. I think what his intent was to show how incredible the usage was of Periscope that night by people who weren't necessarily streaming the fight. But when you think about just the sheer volume of people who were doing just that and essentially copyright infringement, you have to wonder why he didn't perhaps, you know, tread a little sensitively in being so triumphant.
Yeah, you do have to wonder that. And, you know, did this really take money away from the HBOs? And, you know, does this kind of thing, I guess, is the bigger question, really take eyeballs and money away from companies like HBO and Showtime that charge for these sorts of things? I mean, are the people who are watching this thing on a really low resolution, shaky, low quality screen really doing that instead of paying for the pay-per-view version?
It is debatable. You could argue that those who did this kind of Periscope streaming never had any intention of paying $100 for pay-per-view in the first place. However, I will tell you, as someone who did watch this via Periscope, because frankly, as a journalist, I need to understand what kind of media consumption was going on, I think people are underestimating how good a picture this was and how good the sound was. Clearly not at the level of whether you were paying $100 and getting it on your, you know, huge TV screen. But, you know, I think for a lot of different kinds of television, this kind of illegal streaming is going to be just fine for viewers who aren't willing to pay, not just for pay-per-view, but really for anyone who's outside of the pay TV system. And that should have rights holders who are paying billions of dollars for sports content in particular, concerned.
Yeah, it should. And of course, some people were just pointing their phones at the TV and streaming what was on their TV. Other people were at the event and periscoping and meerkatting from their seats. And all of it was pretty low quality. But how about something like Popcorn Time? Isn't Popcorn Time the real threat that they should be concerned about?
Let's put this all in context here. I think, and again, we haven't seen any numbers yet, so I'm taking an educated guess, that the kind of piracy that comes through live streaming really isn't at the level of what you might be seeing through Popcorn Time or other torrent-based programs. But, you know, it's just this live streaming is probably going to open a whole new front in what is already a war that shows no signs of abating.
Everybody's talking about this today, but of course, we haven't heard from HBO or Showtime. Do you think they have a basis for a lawsuit against Twitter or Meerkat?
I've heard in the reporting that I've done of no legal action at this time. I can tell you, though, that these companies, these rights holders, were not happy about what occurred. We should also point out, though, this isn't the first time that it's happened. Even though Periscope and Meerkat are relatively new, just a few weeks ago, the very same company, HBO, was issuing takedown notices when the season premiere of Game of Thrones started popping up on Periscope and Meerkat. So this isn't a new problem, and this isn't a problem that's going away anytime soon either.
And of course, HBO itself used Periscope to promote the fight before it happened. So they know the power of live streaming. Now, do you have a sense, Andrew, of what it might take theoretically? Let's say Twitter and Meerkat wanted to play ball with HBO and Showtime, or forced by the courts or whatever. But in any event, that they wanted to prevent this kind of streaming. I mean, this is something that happens peer to peer. What sort of technology or what sort of methodology exists to prevent live events like this from being live streamed?
Well, you know, the thing is that even for live streaming technology, there are tools available to have the kind of removal of copyright infringement that you might see already on YouTube with its content ID system. The problem is Periscope and Meerkat haven't implemented those tools yet. I would imagine, unless they are looking for, you know, the legal nightmare of all time, that you're going to see those tools come online. Now, will they be perfect? I don't know. But this is such a new area, and you could bet anyone who's a rights holder is going to be looking for these live streaming companies to do the right thing.
Well, I'm not a big boxing fan, but I got to tell you that if they were to lash a smartphone to the foreheads of the fighters and live stream that, I would watch that. That would be really cool. I wish they would do something like that. Andrew Wallenstein is at Variety.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at A. Wallenstein. Thanks for joining us today, Andrew.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
All right, take care.